702.
Weird and wonderful.
16 minutes after 9 o'clock, Lale Makene is my guest. He's a percussionist and indigenous music teacher. Lale, thank you so much, my brother, for joining us this evening. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. And I'm happy to be here, as much as it would have been actually great to be right in the studio, like in studio.
Indeed.
But thank you for technology that now.
indeed.
We can compress and communicate closer.
Let's talk a little bit about iskupu, mirupa, the percussion. Yeah. I remember many years ago listening to Boney M singing the song Little Drummer Boy. Yes. and then as I grew up, I remember then Mamelodi, there by the Mamelodi hostels, I would be fascinated by the guys that would be playing drums by its dinaka, you know, the Bapedi guys. And they would do an amazing performance, right? And it was
cool.
And then we would also have a machanchan. The drums that came from the Tsonga people and sometimes the Zulu people would also come also, and that for me was my introduction to drums. A few weeks ago we were having a conversation on air about language and the meaning of words and where they come from, and a very astute caller called in and said, "Hey Masango, do you know that drums also speak?"
Yeah.
And that is how this particular conversation that you and I are having this evening, Bob Makene, came to pass. It is really to get a better understanding of how, and how do we get back to remembering how to listen to the language of drums?
Yes. Whew. That is a million-dollar question.
Yeah.
And that has to be really, we need to unpack it, but then it needs time. It's not a question that can be dealt with in an hour or in one day.
Sure.
Because there's lots of facets in it. As the listener you're saying, he called, he sparked this conversation. Language itself, because if you go to the drum,
Nesinguni,
you say ingoma.
Yes.
As in iskupu, ingoma. And again, you go again, the same word, ingoma, it's a song.
Yeah.
And the same word, ingoma, now, it's umuthi.
Yes.
Which is the same, just that you need to change now the way you say it to mean now umuthi ingo, but it's ingoma, ingoma. Then isangoma.
Yes.
The healer. So this, linguistically speaking, now we are talking about many aspects of one thing. That what is it in this ingoma we find, and what makes this ingoma to be found in these other departments?
Yes.
So now, as you go in, you find the spirit in it. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
So now, when you follow, now you get into the spirituality of the language itself. Mm. The spirituality that is carried by the language.
Mm.
Because now, but the thing is, we need to start to understand the language. Without understanding the language which is the meaning of things.
Yes, yes.
Then we can never move to the next step. Or rather, if we move to the next step without understanding the language, that means someone is talking through us, not us talking through, not a message from our own people going through us to inform people out there about what is the next step. Rather, it will be someone else speaking through us, not about us and not for us.
Let me perhaps de-philosophize our conversation a little bit.
Yeah.
I watch how little children,
yes,
who might not even know what a drum is, who might not
we
even who might not even know consciously what a beat is.
Yes.
I watch how my little boy, when he was a baby, we would clap our hands and he would respond to the beat of the clapping of our hands. And how do we get from the pounding of our feet as we dance, either in prayer or as we dance, either in celebration, to the clapping of our hands, to a drum? How did we make that evolutionary step?
Okay. So now, where are we coming from, where I started? That was just an introduction.
Sure.
you know, when a movie starts, it starts at the end, and the next thing, it goes back to the beginning.
Indeed.
So now, when I teach, I first ask my students and say, what is the first instrument? And of course, there's answers and all that. But the first instrument is the voice.
Yeah.
And after the voice, it's external. Now, it would be the body parts, the clapping, and all.
Yeah.
And we start talking, and as we start talking, like, there's all kinds of rhythms out of the language and all that, da, 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 da. And then we get to clap. But now, after clapping, what then? Because we need to communicate. Then, way back then, before we got to the drum as we know it to be now, you had logs, you had stones, you had rocks, and many kinds. You would find in other nations, like in Central Africa, they use water because of a lack of a better word. I would say the Central African pygmies.
Yeah,
they play in a river, which is some of the games we used to play Swatini. Play in the river, play in different tonalities. On sometimes you step on the water, it goes boom, boom, boom with hands, patata, pata, pata. So some nations, like nations or people naturally, we will find externally things to strike, as in percussion.
Yeah.
So now we start striking, whether it's a log, it's rocks together and all that. So drums had to evolve from the smallest things that we could get to. But now, I'm trying to answer your question broadly. And now, as we grow as kids, we start to play with things, smaller things. But because now we are informed by nature.
Yes.
Whether there's wind, you hear things. People talk, you hear things. There's cattle, you learn. Well, those sounds and all that. As people, we are informed by nature and we start mimicking. And things start to evolve from there. Now, let's take it back to the kid now. The kid now, again, just like before, we are inspired by a lot. There's music. We've got masters that are there.
Yeah.
But the first master is the mother.
Yes.
Hearing the beat of the heart of the mother, synchronizing that when the mother is carrying the child, start singing, playing with the kid. And then the kid is born, and we sing to the kids. Nangu ye ye, nangu ye ye. And the language gets, and we're always drumming. So mothers are the first teachers to our kids into drumming. and then there's evolution into that. Yeah. But now, let's go back to the history of the drum itself. How it began as an information tool. I don't know if I'm answering your question or I'm over philosophy.
No. We have time. We have time, Mr. McKen.
Okay.
You spoke a little bit there about the heartbeat, and you referred to the heartbeat of the mother who teaches the child.
Yes.
And I've heard many times that when we see various peoples of the world, from the people whom we sometimes wrongly call the Red Indians, the Native Americans is perhaps a better way to how they also stomp their feet by a kid.
Yes.
We see how the people of South America, from Peru, Chile, all of those people also, they stomp their feet. We come to Africa. Africa is a place where we stomp our feet. The various indigenous peoples of Europe also stomp their feet. Go to the people of Asia, the people that used to be wrongly called Mongols, because we no longer speak in those ways, but we talk about those people who also stomp their feet. And then we go to China, we go to Japan, people are stomping their feet. We go to Australasia, people are stomping their feet.
Yeah.
And one person said to me that, no, it's exactly the same principle, Masa. It's exactly the same principle that Ndate Maken is talking about today, to say that it is the recognition of the heartbeat of the mother. But in this case, it is the recognition of the heartbeat of Mother Nature.
Exactly.
And
so now, now continue, Bob.
No. I was kickstarting you. I wanted you to elaborate on that one.
So now, imagine now, a kid in a mother's womb gets born, and when the kid is born, is never overwhelmed by what the kid experiences outside the womb. Mm. That means obungaphakathi that the kid has experienced is already out there, or what is out there is already in there.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when we step, that heartbeat, when we take it to musical terms, it's a triplet. It's in three. Three, what is three? Three is a complete number. It's a complete number. So, boom, 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 boom. That is Africa.
Yeah.
That is a number of that is nature. That is how nature communicates, because nature does not communicate in straight line. Nature communicates, it evolves, it curves, it does all that. It's not 1 + 1 = 2. So now we've got that rhythm, that first rhythm. So that everything comes from, evolutes from. And now, as you say, everyone in the world, as I call them, the first people. So the first people are the indigenous people before we were urbanized. Mm. Because urbanization takes us to other things where now we start calling ourselves contemporary people. Mm. But now, if we go back, if you listen to isiXhosa sesiZulu, noma sesiSwati, noma sebaVenda, you will always find that triplet.
Yes,
that we have in our ilendele, in our chest, produced by the heart.
Yes.
So now, go. It's that triplet, it's the heart.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now, why do we stomp? We need to be connected to nature. We need to feel nature and say, me and Uinang Imvelo, nature, we are together.
Mm.
We that affirmation has to be there. Mm-hmm. That love affair has to be there, because if it does not happen, then who are we?
Yes.
Yeah. So that thing, and now linguistically we say funda emfeneni.
Funda emfeneni, learn from the monkey.
Exactly. Yeah. So now, which means we learn by mimicking nature.
Yes.
There's a bird. If you listen to birds, as I grew up, you heard goo goo goo, goo goo goo. So now, Swatini, that bird. Now there's a song that, birds go cold. Pez gom kon. Pez gom kon. So what is pez gom kon? Basically, wake up, let's work.
Yes.
So now, there's another one that goes, I composed the song with like, so that is language we are learning from nature. So now, if you go back to the baboons, literally, or monkeys, when a younger monkey eats a fruit that is not that she or he's not supposed to eat, mm-hmm. as a young one, even if they swallow it, the older ones, they will beat or strangle that one up until they take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are they saying? They're saying, it is not your time to eat that. You are not old enough to do that.
Yeah.
As people, we have mimicked that. That is how we are brought up as youngsters.
So let me see if I'm with you. We started off by talking about the baby.
Yes.
Who starts to hear a particular sound while they are in their mother's belly.
Yes.
And that sound is that sound that comes from the mother's heart.
Yes.
It is the same sound that as we grow older, we sense by stomping on the ground.
Yes.
It is our connection to Mother Nature.
Yeah.
The same way that we are connected to my mother.
Exactly.
The connection we have to Mother Nature comes from the vibrations that we share with Mother Nature through the stomping process.
Yes.
We see that in so many different cultures right around the world.
Exactly.
It shows that there is something, as you said, that what is happening in utero, in the uterus, in the mother's belly, is also what is happening in nature. Exactly. That is why you said that the baby is not overwhelmed or afraid of the resonance of nature, of nature, not the modern urbanization that you were talking about, but of nature. That is the sounds, that is the resonance that the first peoples were hearing and were able to send back to Mother Nature. I have also heard, Ndade Makene, that is why when they were going to hunt.
Yes.
Or they were praying for rain.
Mm-hmm.
Or they were asking for a good crop.
Yes.
That part of the ritual would be stomping of the feet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that would be a way by which they would be asking nature to heed to their call, to answer their prayer for whatever it is they need. So if it is rain, if it is good crops, if it is whatever it is that they are asking for, whether it is for mothers that are looking for children, that would be the process by which nature would be spoken to. It wouldn't be the modern way of ukulega noktandas, but that would be the way by which they would be speaking to nature and the divine by the dancing, by the stomping of their feet. I am interested to find out, Ndade Make, how do we get to the drum, Ndade Make?
Now.
Yeah.
A long time ago, we needed to communicate. And then now that communication, because now we can talk to, you can talk to someone close to you and all that, but then still you need, I needed to talk to someone who's a bit further.
Yeah.
And they need to get that information without me being there, because me running to them, by the time I get there,
yeah,
it's going to be late.
Yeah. So it's a telegraph.
Exactly.
See, I wish you were here in studio, but we would have been a good time. Yes.
So now, sihosha yini ngesiNgisi?
Please.
Sihosha.
Aw angazi. No, don't worry. Let's ask the listener. Don't worry. Don't worry, Mr. Yeah. We have got one. He in his horse. Call us. 883-0702. Just describe it for me. Maybe I might get an understanding.
Basically, they would find the Asians would find a place, let's say, in a mountain.
Yes.
Where it's sort of a corner type of a thing, maybe a rocky dwala.
Yes.
And so now, lal corner corner, so sort of a corner. When you play that,
it's a cave.
It's a cave, but not necessarily a cave. It's almost like a corner type of a place with a rock.
Okay.
And now, from there, as it opens sort of a cone or like a pyramid-like.
Okay.
So now, lapho. So imagine a funnel.
Yes. So it's like a funnel. Dr. McKen is saying that imagine a funnel that is naturally occurring in the mountains.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so now, your smallest point of your funnel, that's where your rock will be. And when you beat that rock, so now there's wind coming in into that space, I guess.
Yes.
And it goes out. Then it broadcasts out. It's like a megaphone.
Yeah, so it's...
You are the mouthpiece of the megaphone.
Okay. Please, I want those of you who know what ishosho is, it's a Zulu or a Nguni term, ishosho.
Yeah.
If you can please help us, what is the English term for ishosho? Please give us that name.
Yes, it's what it was. Anyway, so now you at that point you play. They used to play that rock.
Yeah.
So it would be Easter clip.
Easter clip.
Yeah, iron ore.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So they play that rock because the iron ore has a resonator.
It has resonance,
So now when they play it, so people from far, they will hear it and get those who are supposed to hear that sound and who are there, communicators, and they will play it again to take the message further.
Right.
Now, as time went on, as people will get clever, and now, in the same place, around the same place, there's a tree, then there's an old dead tree.
Yes.
Then we start playing that tree. Now, hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you, Bob McKay, and I'm with you. Yeah.
Now, from the iron ore, now we get to a dead tree.
Yes.
It's a tree that had been hit by lightning.
Yes.
Then we play. Secondly, then they played on that tree.
Yes.
The message goes again. Now, after that, I was like, Anaman, why do we have to look for that tree? But now we have, now, came enter ilendole lukoko, a skin of an animal.
Yes.
Then a skin of an animal had to be used, but at the same position where wind can move the sound.
Yes.
And then after that, we've got most the log and the lendole
the skin.
We can bring them together. And now we can become mobile at the same time. Then we can go through communities playing the drum and sending the message. Now it's becoming more mobile. So now the log and the skin were put together.
So let me understand. You know, when as a child,
yeah,
I remember going on a school excursion. We went to. I think it was the Sodwana Caves. I think so. I can't remember what it was, but I think it was the Sodwana Caves. And to this day, there are almost like teardrops of rock that almost look like they're extending from the rock above to the ground below.
Yeah.
And even to this day, if you, as you say, play them, if you touch them in a particular way, if you hit them in a particular way, they've got a particular resonance.
Exactly. And a tonality, some type of tonality.
Yes, and they've got a beautiful tone to them and so forth. Is that what you are talking about when you speak of ishosh?
So, basically, those rocks, mostly you can find them in caves.
Yes.
So imagine when you play in a cave, when you play those rocks.
Yes.
Basically, it's the same type of a rock. But now, imagine when you find it outside, a very big rock, an iron ore, and it's just there.
So Bob Makene, in Australia, amongst the people that we call the Aborigines.
Yes.
Again, not a very good and a correct term for them. Because they've got their own names as to who and what they are.
Yeah.
I say these things because I spoke to somebody who comes from America, in the northern parts of America, and said, please stop calling us Red Indians.
Yeah.
We are not Red Indians. We are...
They've got their own names as nations.
So I'm saying that. But the people that we call Aborigines have an instrument that they call the djibiridu. The djibiridu. And I am told that it too finds its origins from the sounds that come from mountains.
Yeah.
That they too have learned how to harness the tonalities through this particular instrument called the bajiridu.
So now, lalela ke. You see, nature is so beautiful, especially to us as humans.
Yeah.
Because remember, fund emfeneni.
Learn from the ape.
So now, amahubo of all the first people, they are taken from the sounds of nature.
Yes,
you listen when you listen to the sound of the sea. So see, we mimic umoya.
Yes.
So now
sifunde mfene.
Sifunde mfene. So didgeridoo, now if you listen to the didgeridoo. So you feel the sound of nature, whether it's wind, howling wind, or a river, or a pool, or a waterfall. You feel it, you hear it, you are in it.
You know, Bob Makene, you remind me of a very good friend of mine, a philosopher and a teacher like you, Bob Kos, who also teaches about Amahubo, and he too speaks of that relationship between the sounds of nature And how music has evolved to be able to give us into ifana namahubo. Now, amongst my people, amandebele. There's an instrument that we call istonotono.
Istonotono.
And as you were making those sounds of the wind, we also have that. And that too is an instrument that is played on particular moments and for particular reasons. I won't go into them now.
Yeah.
One day we'll go into some of those. But Sfunde Fene. So what you are saying to me is that there is a connection between our origins in nature and the sounds made by nature that give us meaning. Because very often we might not know the history that you are speaking now, but when a song has got a beautiful beat, we understand whether that beat is sad or it is happy.
I'm breaking into Siswati.
Into Siswati. Number nine.
Now I'm getting deeper. Yeah. So now, as Kale Maken, I'm born of two families.
Yes.
The Makene family and the Twala family, which is my maternal family.
Yeah.
And with my paternal family, Makene, there's Mulau, there's Makinte, and it goes on and on. Now, even that Twala, there's Twala, and there's Kumalo, there's Msimango, Nohate. It goes all the way back. So now, when I get a cut somewhere, there's blood coming out.
Yes.
And that blood coming out.
Yes.
Is it a blood that was born in 1972?
No.
As I was born.
Yes.
It is not blood that was born in 1972.
Yes.
It is the blood of the ancients. So I am a legion. I am not just me, myself, and I. And that me, myself, and I at the same time, they are a legion of multitudes of ancients way back. So now, as you're saying now, when a song plays and you feel this thing, I'm feeling this thing.
Yes.
Now, let's say a song carrying ancient characteristics in it or messages.
Yeah.
And now you are feeling this song, and yet there is something that I don't know what is happening, but there's something that's touching me, and it's doing something. Because of that character, someone in me is triggering, is being triggered by that.
Oh, well,
now they know what I'm supposed to get. But unfortunately, I do not have amahubo as they used to have them, or whatever that message that they could give, like, in a way that they could
I'm with you. Let me tell you what I'm remembering as you speak like that when Babu came. The people across in Limpopo province, whether it's the Bapedi people, whether it is the Baluvedu people, whether it's the Vavaenda people, and the many other nation ethnic groups in there, when they refer to an elder, they speak of the elder in the plural.
Yeah.
They never speak to the elder in the singular. So they will not say, you.
Yeah.
They will say you, but in the plural.
Yeah.
As an acknowledgement.
Labatsala.
Labatsala. Labatsala wena Dlamini. So what I'm hearing from you is that these beats, because I have also heard it with my grandmother. When I was a child, when I would fall and hit myself,
yeah,
she would rattle off my names. She would say Tuma.
Yeah.
She would say Mapogosindenim Sabnetul and Namtalga Sabi Sabumyon. She would say the quietening of my spirit, she would say Mayeb.
Yeah.
So I hear what you are saying that hey man, Uncle Samuel.
So now going back to, you know, someone right now listening, they'll say, these guys, they are talking about
drum.
they have gone through many doors and through many windows and distances.
Yeah.
Why are we stuttering or seemingly stuttering? Mm. It's because ingoma, it is not made out of one strand.
Yes.
So now, ingoma is in the drum. So in the drum, as we know it, let's say it's kupuje, made of wood and skin.
Yes.
Now, we are talking spirits.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking tree spirit. We're talking animal spirit. And the animal ate out of nature, was natured by nature itself. And the tree itself was natured by nature. So no one stands as an island. So everybody is being natured by someone. So now...
Whoa. So you are saying to me that the drum, which is constituted of the animal skin and the bark of the tree. So in other words, we've got both animal life and plant life coming together to make a particular sound.
Yeah.
Yagu.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now, are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, good.
Okay, I'm with you.
And now you've got the animal spirit, I guess. You've got the plant spirit. Now you've got the human spirit.
Oh,
where's Angaki Lok? Where's the three?
Three.
So, about three of Angaki going back. A lot. And again, let's go back again to the heart. I said the heart is a triplet. How many three?
Yes.
So now, no one can ever be an island. No one can ever be their own person.
Yes.
So we need to. So now we can never speak of the drum as a singular. So the drum is because like it's a legion of spirits again. So now, going back, narrowing it down. So, as a player now, that Ebungomeni, now with healers, let's say we need to call upon a spirit. How do we do that? So now, you will find Ebungomeni, they use high pitched drums.
Yes.
So now frequency comes in now. So to erupt a spirit, to invite a spirit, please, I'm using the word erupting because now you are being initiated and you do not have the technology of calling them.
Yes.
But you need to be helped.
Yes.
So that frequency of the drum, it's piercing through a certain frequency that someone somewhere will hear it and they need to respond and they will come. So now when silandele now sidlingoma indlamo ingadla we play the bigger drums putum 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 so it's in the heart siyajabula you know even if we can have those high frequencies but now they are anchored by the lower frequencies so that we can be balanced
yes and we do that also in song don't we the lower tonalities are supporting the higher tonalities and then we have harmony
exactly
yeah
so now nobody stands alone so now one of the mistakes I'm leading to a certain point one of the mistakes that institutions make learning institutions especially arts they say we're doing the drum we're doing dance
yes
we're doing the music again you're doing trumpet or you sing so basically everything else stands alone but it can never in Africa or the first people of the world it's music and dance
can't stand so alone
you can't stand so it's drum and dance so now it becomes music so now as a musician when we play as a percussionist I play the drums and someone else and said Kale, what is the feel of this rhythm that you're playing? Basically, when the other person is saying, what is the feel? It is, they're asking, what is the dance of the rhythm?
Yes.
So now, remember, I'm happy with, we are always referred back. That's the dance.
We've run out of time.
You see,
you know, we've been talking for an hour.
Time is a thief sometimes.
Your time is a thief. Time is a thief. Bob McKenna, you must come back and visit me here in studio. We've got so much to talk about. So much
anytime,
to talk about.
Bob.
Much
anytime.
Appreciated. How do people get in touch with you if they want to talk more about these very important things with you?
Kale.McKenna@gmail.com.
Yes.
That is one. Or on my number 082-392-4009 or on the socials I'm there everything whether Google Instagram Facebook every I'm Kale McKenna
a percussionist and indigenous music teacher.